Day 53, fully living. Scripture comes alive when we live the life of a victor. Why? Because as God's children, we are secure before Him. We are holy because He is holy. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 55. Security has such a powerful influence in our lives. When it is there, it's so easy to take for granted, and when it is missing, it feels like all the world is falling down around us. Those working to have their victor status be the foundation of their lives rely on God's view of their lives to be all the security they bank on. Trusting in our bank accounts, our personal relationships, our status in this world, or anything else temporary like these things as the foundation for our security offers up a direct line toward victim thinking. Look, there is no way that we are going to not be rocked when things come against us that threaten our very way of life. It's just natural to be knocked off kilter when bad things victimize us. It is when we put our trust in things of this world to verify our identity and therefore our security that we are going to flounder in identity-crushing ways. Take a look at today's Bible reading as we dive deeper into the issue of security. Some nations boast of their chariots and horses, but we boast in the name of the Lord our God. Those nations will fall down and collapse, but we will rise up and stand firm. Psalm 20:7-8, New Living Translation. Those who trust in the worldly vestiges of power and position for proof of their security are doomed to failure. Just take a look at world history. Ever heard of the Persian Empire? How about the Roman Empire, or the Arab Empire, or the Mongol, or the British Empire? These are arguably the five most powerful empires in all of history. Their power and reach were unquestionable during their heyday. But look at them today. A couple of them don't even exist anymore, and the rest are a fragmented reflection of their former greatness. Each of these empires trusted their chariots and horses, their natural powers, and look where they are now. The same can be said about us. We can trust our brain power, our spending power, our willpower, or any other natural strength to provide the worldly security we seem so quick to settle for, or we can choose to find our security in the supernatural realm. History seems to be there to prove that the worldly way of security just isn't something we can count on in the long run. You want the Bible, not to mention your circumstances, to come alive today? The only way I know to have this happen is to trust that the security of our identity can only be guaranteed in believing who God says I am. Go after as much power, money, status, and standing you want to get from this world, but don't make the mistake of connecting your success at achieving what you want to who you are in God's eyes. Life, real life, happens when we know that we are God's children and nothing can change our status as victors in His eyes.